Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Well, as I like to say, I took lessons. I like to be an educated idiot. I'm Joe Mastrini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And listen, get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website, all right? And you know, sign up for the weekly news blasts or whatever it is. How are you going to get involved? How are you going to get engaged? How are you going to know what's going on or know the show is coming up? Some of you are good enough, or you've figured out how, to put it in your Outlook or wherever it is that you put it, so that you, it'll come up automatically on the screen. And then that way there you are on your, smartphone. And then that way there you know the show's coming up and what have you. I know, you're probably burnt out on it, but you really need to be informed. It's what I said before. You just need to be engaged. You need to be informed. And Linda Payne is going to join me after the break. I've known Linda for years. I mean years. And we've worked on this kind of stuff together over the years of, I'd even say a decade at this point. And she has been showing me how these votes are stolen, how these games are played. The Republican Party in California has done a poor job, a terrible job. Yes, and if you're listening, because I know some of them do, just a terrible job of fighting this back. They're never ready for this. And in California, they let them run right over them. I mean, voter fraud's not new. It's just the Democrats have gotten to the point, it's gotten to a level where they're in your face with it, and they don't care because they know that nobody will stop them. So Linda Payne is with the Election Integrity Project. And she's going to join me and give me an update as to what's going on, what kind of lawsuits they have filed, and are we going to be able to get, are we ever going to be able to get a handle on these? Because frankly and honestly, the Democrats are in control now. Are they going to allow us to do this? I'm not so sure they will. No, really, think about it. They've always controlled this stuff. We had control. We had the ability to make a change, to make a difference. Did we? I mean, it is truly I'll try it in English here in a second. It's truly infuriating. Right? And I don't know, it used to be that we were teaching you, and we spent money. I didn't spend money, but I mean, these groups spent money after money after money, dollars after dollars after dollars, to train people how to beat the polls, what they had the right to do, the right phone numbers to call, how to report what are they calling them on the left? The irregularities. We don't have that anymore now. It's a whole different animal. So recently, there was a lawsuit filed by the Election Integrity Project, and I think, January 5th, I think it was Monday. And the reason behind it is that the tens of thousands of votes that are still being sent out, filled in, sent back, being acted on. Her group has been investigating this problem in California with the process itself for over 10 years. They've got over 700 affidavits signed under penalty of perjury of a fellow who called in the other night. That was a real kick, you have to admit. You know, he's like, well, how do we know they're telling the truth? He'll take the truth of the Democrats, but he won't take the truth of people who signed an affidavit. Remember, the regular citizen goes to jail. Right? If you're a Democrat operative, you very rarely go to jail. So they've got over 700 affidavits signed by volunteers, observers that were there, that saw the vote by mail, and even the absentee signatures didn't match, and they still were allowed to go through. We will never feel like we've had a clean, it doesn't seem to bother the Dems at all, but we will never feel like we've had a clean election until this happens. And I'm on board with it. I don't care what we have to do to make it happen. It's funny that the Democrats always talk about you're disenfranchising the black community. No, you're not. Really, the majority of the black community, they have ID. They know how to get it if they need to. States can make it available for free. I mean, heck, we have mobile, what do they call it, you know, these check cashing places? They'll make you an ID with the right information, too. Why can't the state do it? I mean, I will tell you that in California, I actually went to the, I don't know what it was, back in November or whatever, what have you. I had to go to the DMV to do some stuff. And I was asking the question, so how hard is it to get one? What do I have to do? What do I have to bring with me? Now, you have to have some proof of birth somehow. So, you know, unless you were born in like 1898, I don't think that's going to be a big problem. Now, maybe it'll cost you something. Maybe you have to prove that you don't have enough money to pay for it. We can make accommodations for those kind of things. That way there, when a mail-in ballot goes out to somebody who we find out is 160 years old or 150 or 140, you want to do one of two things. You want to immediately move to their neighborhood because it's something in the soil, or they're lying. I'm not going to put the numbers out because I don't remember them, but I'm talking about tens of thousands. I think it was like 18,000, I should say, because that made it sound bigger than what it was. But I think it was 18,000 votes, all from one address. And then we come to find out later on that those were homeless people. They just used one address to register them all at. You can't, I don't care who you are, you can't feel good about this. And if you're okay with this being stolen so that you can get your person in, and you're not a person of integrity, you're not a person I want to have any weight or any importance in the system. Joe Messina, your host, Linda Payne, joins me right after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air in the chat room. Texting or tweeting and just being involved, being engaged. That's what I need you to do. I need you to be involved, be engaged, and don't just be a Facebook warrior. Actually do something. Make a difference. Make a change. You know what I'm saying? I know somebody who's been working at this for a long time, and she has made one heck of a change. Linda Payne joins me. She's with the Election Integrity Project. And Linda, I got to tell you, I really so much appreciate the work that you've been doing. I was actually talking in the first segment about I've known you for years. This has been your passion for at least a decade that I've known you, huh?
Yep, and it has been.
Yep, and for years you've been telling me and others and the Republican Party in California who never really listened to you, you know, they thought people like you and even myself are just a bunch of whacks, that this really isn't happening or they don't care or it, to them it wasn't a big deal. I do not know why these people would not listen to you, would not take you seriously, or they had the money. Can you give me any insight? Because I don't get it.
Well, you know, it's just easier to do the same old thing. And anyone who may have really believed there was a problem could not really comprehend how big of a problem that it was. I'm hoping that now that we file this lawsuit, that it will now be clear not only to California, but to the rest of the states. And that's because, as WND said when they spoke of the lawsuit that we just filed, that this is not like the other lawsuits. And that's because our lawsuit is not in regards to who's winning and who's losing. Our lawsuit is based on the fact that four constitutional laws are being violated in California by our legislators and by our Secretary of State and Attorney General and our governor, because they are outside of the bounds of constitutional authority, which gives them the authority to make laws. But the Constitution does not give them the authority to make laws that change the form of government from a republic to a socialist oligarchy. And that's where we've nailed them. 10 years of documenting what they're doing. It's hard for them to deny that they're not doing that.
Well, you've got... You've got a lot of optimism in light of what we've seen go down over the last few days, few weeks, or what have you. It seems like they're not adhering to the Constitution in any way, shape, manner, or form. The courts don't seem to really care, do they?
Yeah, you know, they haven't. And, you know, frankly, that's why they probably did not like our president. And that's not a partisan statement. It's a statement of fact, because President Trump actually was going after the corruption. And that's what it's all about, is the corruption at every level of governance, in our courts, in our businesses. And if we can correct the corruption, we begin to move towards a fair and honest election.
Uh-oh. You still there?
Yep.
Oh, good. I think I killed my earpiece. But I got to tell you, you had, a while back we were talking about a case that you had filed in Los Angeles where there were a large number of voter irregularities, ballots that shouldn't have been given out. Just give me an overview of that and what went down with it.
Well, you know, in 2017, we retained Judicial Watch to file an NVR, that's a National Voter Registration Section 8 lawsuit against Alex Padilla on behalf of 11 counties and Dean Logan on behalf of L.A. County for not maintaining accurate voter rolls. And through our attorneys, we signed a settlement agreement January 2019. Yet the voter rolls continue to be bloated. Now, we do know that Dean Logan sent out these postcards, about 1.6 million, to those who were on the L.A. County voter rolls. But the challenge is that I don't believe the second postcard was sent out, which would have removed them. I know some were removed. However, because of our motor voter law and because of the online voter registration and other factors, the voter rolls continue to explode, even with changes. What's very disappointing is something we learned with our attorneys this year. We sent letters to Mr. Padilla to the tune of 11 letters beginning in March 2020, identifying serious, serious problems with the Vocal voter rolls. And yet nothing was done to make changes to ensure that in November we had updated, clean voter rolls. And we cited that they were not in compliance with the settlement agreement. But our attorney that we're working with now looked at it and he said, well, actually they are. The problem is the settlement agreement was not very strong because some of the language that the other attorneys used was very general. And so it was hard to actually go after the settlement agreement. So we'll have to go after it through this lawsuit that we're filing, in which we cited 440,000 questionable ballots.
Wow.
Were still on the active list, and a vote-by-mail ballot was sent to all 440,000.
Wow. What about I had read something, and I skimmed it, but I had read something about 60,000 votes or ballots or registrants, whatever they're called, that actually registered here in California and in Nevada.
That's correct. There's 60,000. We just sent a letter to both the Secretary of State of Nevada and California. And in the release, our chief analyst laid out exactly where the problems are. So we just purchased vote tell again now that the elections are certified, and we're going to do another run at it and see what the vote history show. So, you know what, our goal is to press both secretaries of state to remove those who are ineligible. And hopefully we'll see that happen before some of the March elections that are coming up.
You are such an optimist.
One can hope.
You know, well. There was a woman, I think I told you the story last election cycle. She went to vote at the polls. That's what it was. And they told her she had already been there. She had already voted. And she said, no, I haven't. And they wanted to give her a provisional. And she said, no, I don't believe it'll be counted. And so they sent her to Norwalk, which at night from my area is an hour and change away. And she did it. She got the car. She drove down there. And she said, you know, my vote was stolen. I want to make sure my vote counts. Here's my driver's license. I have everything to prove who I am. And she said, the woman just said, well, all we can do is give you a provisional. And, you know, if your other vote gets counted, it gets counted. We can't switch anything. And I'm thinking to myself, this is terrible. This just can't happen this way. And there's got to be a better way to make this happen. I'm going to be willing to go back to paper ballots if we can fix it.
Well, paper ballots are definitely more secure. Two election commissions have already said that vote by mail is the least secure way to vote. And that's why we have filed the lawsuit.
Well, we'll hit that on the other side of the break. I want to talk a little bit more about the vote by mail because it is massive fraud. They're not checking signatures. We'll be back in a few minutes, though. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Linda Payne right after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Calling for calm and healing.
We have just been through an intense election and emotions are high, but now tempers must be cooled.
and calm restored.
In a video message posted on social media, President Trump condemned Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol building and said that while his challenges to the results of November's election were about protecting the integrity of America's electoral system, he will now work for a smooth transition of power.
I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. This is the Real Title of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you informed. I know what all this, you know, a lot of us are disgusted, discouraged, whatever the word you want to use, with the lawsuits that have gone down in these states for voter fraud, where you actually see it happening. You see it actually being carried out. And it's frustrating as heck. We always hear about, you know, these lawsuits are filed, the hammer's about to drop, release the crack, and all this garbage that we're told, and nothing ever really comes out of it. But you know what? I've known Linda for years, and I know that she works hard at this, and they do make a difference. Linda Payne with the Election Integrity Project, she's joining me to discuss the voter fraud. Not that it has been going on across the country necessarily, but specifically, you've been working now, Linda. First of all, thanks for being with me. And second, you've been working on the California issue for a decade now.
Right. And, you know, the really important thing about California is we have laws in California that allow us as citizens to observe every aspect of the election process. And many of these other states do not have that. And that is a hugely important distinction, where the other states, you can have what's called poll watchers, and they're assigned by the political parties to go and sort of spot check the various polls. But in California, citizens, whether it's political or not political, we have the right as citizens to observe. And in the last 10 years, we've trained 13,000 citizens to go to the polls throughout the state and observe. And because of that, we've been able to document a very serious problem within the state, and that is that the issue is systemic. It's not just in one county or the other. It's violation of federal law top down from the secretary on down to the county registrars, many of them. and its policies and procedures that sometimes are made up on the fly, and we've documented that. You know, you can't run a business this way, but yet our election officials in some of these counties, and that's exactly what they do. They make it up as they go, or they don't have policy and procedures at all because they didn't have time to write them. And sometimes that's because, as in this year, Secretary of State Padilla passed these emergency regulations at the last minute. He was supposed to do it in 2016, but he never got around to it, and that's what made it an emergency. He quickly did it. So these emergency regulations allowed for ballot stuffing. Any vote-by-mail ballot could be stuffed with note cards or pieces of paper and turned in with the official ballot. And then when those pieces of paper and note cards got to the registrar's office, they would then be transferred onto an official ballot. And that's why we're suing. This is an equal protection issue. So
Wait a minute. You went too fast over that. When you say...
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. So... I can get this ballot in, and I don't understand. I mean, it usually comes with a ballot in it, right? An envelope and a ballot to send back
right.
for the vote by
right.
mail, right? You're saying I wouldn't
That's
have
right.
to use the ballot? I could actually just take a piece of paper and write down what I wanted?
No, worse than that. So I could say, hey, Joe, you know, I'd like to vote, and I don't have a ballot with me right now, and can I just fill out this note card and just put my name on it and write down who I'd like to vote for and just stick it in your ballot envelope? And someone else comes and says, I've got this piece of paper, and here's who I'd like to vote for. Can I put it in your ballot envelope?
Oh,
and the emergency regulations, emergency, they allowed that. And so... and they could, you could put 4, 5, 6 in one ballot. And that's a total violation of the existing law that actually requires one vote-by-mail ballot in each envelope with a barcode that signifies that ballot belongs to a very specific voter. And so the last-minute emergency regulations threw integrity out the window. So they had... I mean, and that's why we're asking for an audit in the 13 counties that we've named in the lawsuit. We would like to audit and look at how many pieces of paper there are. anyway, let's see if we can get the audit.
This is wonderful. So I just round up the neighborhood, you know, get the kid, the neighbor's kids and everything. Yeah, kid, fill out this piece of paper. Put it in my envelope.
Right. Right. Well, you can go down to Skid Row. You can go down to wherever. And these poor poll workers, honestly, how in the world do they do their job? How, you know, you've got pieces of paper and note cards, and you've got just a signature, another extra signature on the outside of the envelope. But the thing is, all of those pieces of paper and note cards, they're in a sealed envelope. So how do you know what you're looking at until you open the envelope, take the piece of paper out? So it made it impossible to distinguish if the note cards and pieces of paper were legitimate or not, or made up names even. So, yeah, that's a very serious problem. So what we're challenging, in fact, we believe that California should be decertified because the chaos from the emergency regulations and not cleaning up 440,000 names off the voter rolls, The numbers of vote-by-mail ballots out there was so huge, and the issues through the emergency regulations so chaotic that there's, you know, I don't think any part of the country can trust what came out of California. And, it's my opinion they should be disqualified from being counted in a national election because there's no way to prove which of those stuffed pieces of paper are legitimate or not. And because signature verification really wasn't done, and that's because of the emergency regulation that said pretty much if you're gonna say a signature doesn't match, you have to have another worker come away from their workstation and together look at the signature and then agree beyond reasonable doubt, which is a criminal term, not an election term, that it doesn't match. And so with the inundation of all those ballots, nobody was doing that. Who had time? So they were just whipping through those screens as fast as they could just to get it done by the deadline. So without signature verification and stuffed ballots, there's no way to know how many illegitimate ballots were counted equally to the legitimate ballots. And that's an equal protection challenge.
Well, my God. And they wonder why we the people don't trust.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And you know what? The funny thing about it, unlike other groups, and I won't speak for all Republicans. I'll speak for this one and a few, majority of the ones that I know and hang out with. We don't mind losing in a legitimate scenario. If we worked hard and the other person worked harder and they got more votes than we did, okay, so be it. Then I know next time I'll work harder next time. But when you know that it's been stolen or it appears it's been stolen or votes have been cast from people that shouldn't be voting or don't even, you know, they're not even alive anymore, that's something that's very hard to swallow. It's very hard to deal with. It seems like the other side has no problem with that whatsoever. We're the ones that have a bigger issue with it. Now, go ahead.
Well, you know what we noticed this time around is regular people and Democrats, Republicans alike, really knew that something was wrong. And we got calls from regular folk Democrats. They're not part of the political machine.
Really?
And they were very alarmed at what they saw because they also received multiple ballots in the mail. And non-citizens called us and said, oh, why am I getting this ballot? And why did I get a text message from the Secretary of State telling me I have to go vote? I mean, so these were
wow.
People who were not political, but they don't want to break the law either. And they didn't understand what was happening. And that was, we saw, that was really the first time that we saw the numbers of regular folk, Democrats, Republicans, non-citizens who are here legally, and they know they can't vote. They don't know why they got a ballot and why they got a text message from the Secretary of State's office telling them to go vote.
Well, he just wants them to be part of the process. He wants them to feel like they're true Americans. Don't you know that, Linda? That's all that was. There's nothing, nothing negative there, you know?
It just happens to be illegal.
Yeah, right. It's just, right. I mean, it's just amazing.
The position he's in, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you have to listen to how they word things, right? You have to listen, like, you know, the left always says, we want to make sure every vote counts. Notice they don't say every legal vote. Okay? Every vote cast should be counted. Even if there's only one guy, you know, and you've probably run into this kind of stuff, maybe not these numbers, but I've been reporting on and reading stories about, you know, 18,000 votes or 18,000 ballots that were issued from one address. And then when they do some digging, they found out that they were homeless people. You remember the people that were paid to sign the ballots, and the addresses were all at the same place, and it was all, you know, one address. And they found like 4,000 ballots that were from vacant lots. And these should be easily discarded. But we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RealShow. 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged, do something, change something, make a difference, get off of Facebook. You know, some of you people, they tell me you're on Facebook and you're doing this and you're fighting that. You ain't ever changed anybody's mind on Facebook. I guarantee it. All right? I mean, they're out there trying to change your mind. Everybody's trying to do the same thing and they're all losing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Linda Payne joins me with the Election Integrity Project, and they are working so hard and to change some of these election processes to force the states, with good luck with that, but to force the states to follow the law and their own constitution. Linda, thanks for being with me.
You're welcome. Oh. Glad to be here.
So, I know why you work in California. Everybody says, you know, California's a big state and it's got a lot of influence on what goes on in other places and what have you. And but, you know, as you said before, though, the laws are so different from state to state to state. It's a big undertaking. Have you had other states or groups from other states reach out to you and say, look, I see what you're doing. How do we do that here?
Yes, we have, actually. And
We're now working in Arizona and Nevada, where we've run the data and we've run cross-state data. But after this election, we had states reach out that have never really reached out before, Utah. In 2019, we began working on what we call an election integrity alliance. And so there are multiple states across the country, North Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, that have organized efforts. And so we have for years met together and shared best practices and compared notes. And that's what we think needs to happen now. There has to be a citizen-led alliance to tell the other states and educate the other states on what to do and how to start this work. But the first step in many of these states is to get legislation passed that allows the citizens to observe as citizens and not as a part of a political party, because you're limited in a political party. You're there for the sole purpose of observing to make sure your candidate wins. But when you're observing as a citizen, the purpose is to ensure that the policies and procedures and the laws and the actions that you're watching are protecting the integrity of the balloting, whether it's ballot processing or casting a ballot. You're there to make sure that the system is fair and honest. And that's how you identify what the problems are when you're looking at that rather than did my candidate win.
Yeah.
We can all hope our candidate wins, but if the system is corrupt, it doesn't matter.
Right.
They can't overcome the corruption.
No. It'd be really hard to do because, again, to your point, a lot of these people they don't care because their side is gaining from it. So, you know, the way you're approaching it is the proper way to do it. I'm amazed, though, that how long it's been going on and why you get, I don't know if you want to call it pushback, resistance, or just a yawn from the other side, from the Republican side. Why do you think?
Well, you know, when the system's broken, then anyone can use it and manipulate. So it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever. If the system's broken and you have figured out how to manipulate the broken system, you can make sure your candidate gets across. So the only thing I can think of is why nobody cares is they want to be able to use it if they need it. That's the only thing I can think of. And even if they're losing, well, maybe at some point we could, we could convince someone to let us work with them on it. I mean, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's, what we're seeing, honestly, is the political parties are no longer representing citizens. And that's unfortunately on both sides. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think so many people, we the people, are fed up with it. You know, as a representative republic, not a democracy, that's the cornerstone of a republic, is we the people choose. And when we can't choose because the system has become that corrupt, then we're no longer being governed as a republic.
Yep.
And that's what's happened in California. California is governed as a socialist oligarchy. And people who don't understand political theory don't understand that distinction, but they know what they're living under, tyranny.
Oh, yeah.
That's what socialist oligarchy
is. A lot of the Dems now are getting upset with what's going on and want it to stop and want Newsom to open things back up again. And, you know, he's getting to the point now where he's going to actually tighten things back up. You're familiar with the area. If I drive 3 miles from my house, I'm outside the county. Right? When I turn around and come back in, I have to self-quarantine for 10 days. Now, that's craziness.
Yeah.
One of the freshest fruit stands around is 3.5 miles from here. Seriously. So, and I think, again, people can't work. They're getting tired of it. The unemployment system here is totally screwed up. They had to finally make a change to the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and auto extend, you know, licenses. And they won't allow driver tests anymore because they don't want you in the same car. Just craziness going on out here.
Well, you know, you can make a lot of major changes through chaos, and that's what we're seeing in elections. You know, you create chaos in the system, and you can accomplish a lot because people are so overwhelmed by the chaos they don't comprehend that it is, in fact, an organized effort to gain more and more power. And that's what you're seeing here. When an election process is as corrupt as California's, and the legislators are passing laws that continue to remove integrity, they do that because then they know they can't be removed, and so they're not worried if they become tyrannical and pass stupid laws and make people miserable. They don't care because they know you can't do anything about it because you can't remove them. And that's why we have to file this federal lawsuit, because it's now gone beyond Article 4, Section 4. The Constitution guarantees every state the right to be governed as a republic and to protect that state from foreign invasion. And the laws in California allow non-citizens to vote by the way that the laws are written. In fact, in 2013, our legislators passed a law to allow non-citizens to actually be poll workers. So that is an invasion of another, you know, people from other countries can come and process Americans' ballots. And that's not saying, oh, those are terrible people. That's saying our legislators have violated Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. They've allowed an invasion by way of controlling our elections and manipulating our elections through bad laws.
Well, California's always been on the cusp of craziness. Look, tell people more about your organization, what you guys are actively working on, and how they can help you, how they can support you.
Great. Okay. So we are Election Integrity Project California. That's the nonprofit that we're working under now. And our website is www.eip-ca.com. And the main thing that we need now is two things. We need to continually to raise money. We know that this lawsuit is going to head to the Supreme Court. But before we get there, we're going to go through the various lower courts. And so we're going to need to continually raise enough money to pay our lawyers to get us there. Secondly, on our website, it's a landing page. So you'll see a little box, California, Nevada, Arizona, Arkansas. Click on California, and there will be a link to a citizen incident statement. And we still need as many citizen incident statements as possible. So if something happened to you, you got extra ballots or, you know, whatever it is, if you download that citizen incident statement and mail it in, we can continue to add that as evidence to show just how bad it was in California. So those are two of the most important things that citizens can do. And for those prayer warriors out there, we really need prayer. We need to overcome the corruption at every level to be able to see the Supreme Court hear the case of did California violate four constitutional laws that have forcibly transformed California from a republic to a socialist oligarchy and allowed for the manipulation of elections even through people who are not citizens?
Yeah, this is, again, I saw it happen here. You know, I saw, I shouldn't say I saw, people I trusted saw people being rounded up into vans and being brought to areas where there were, you know, where there were polls. And you're not doing that just to bring food to other places. You're doing that because you want people in there. You want them voting. They were checking to see who had been there, you know, late afternoon to vote. It's just craziness, and there's got to be a way to stop it. Linda, thanks for all your hard work. Thanks for doing this, and thanks for working at it.
It's my honor. Thank you for having me on.
Right. And we're going to just catch up with you over the next few months, because I got to tell you, this is not going to stop anytime soon. It shouldn't stop, but I think I'm fearful that groups like yours are going to be slowed down because of now who's in control. And I hope that's not the case, but I believe that it will be the case ultimately.
Well, we started the company in 2010. So we're familiar, and we're not slowing down.
Oh, yeah. No, I know you've been at it for a long time, and I really, and even before that, when you were working at it and punching away at it, still a lot of work. Again, thanks for being with me. So much appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you for having me on.
Yep. Joe Bazzini, your host, always a pleasure. I can tell you something. You know, a great woman. She does a lot of hard work. She's been at this, you know, longer then she's had the organization together. She used to try to train people and tell people what to do, how to do, and how to get involved. And you can never give up. You have to keep punching away. You can just never give up. Joe Bazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Next hour, we're going to go through Scott Hounsell. has done work for Red State and other organizations or other publications. We're going to talk about the real numbers, where they're at, and what we can expect going forward. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.